Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the Q's Symposium here in the beautiful Bahamas. And I'm going to move this mic a little closer, Todd, because I think the entire conference is right outside.
Mike, we're in a place right now. Normally, you don't have people walking behind us.
They just did. Oh, they did. All right. Yeah. I didn't even notice. You did.
Yeah.
We're here with Todd Marksberry, by the way, from Canvas Credit Union. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic.
Yeah, fantastic.
You and I are... You were saying, I asked you, have you been doing travel-wise? This is your first
one up.
Event
of
the year?
Yeah, the tour has started.
I should be interviewing you.
Oh, no, it's okay. Catch me in December, and we'll see how we're doing.
That's right.
How are you? How's the conference going? It's great to see you here, and how's the symposium?
Oh, Mike, fantastic so far. You know, this is, I think this is eighth time.
Oh, wow, really?
Since I joined Canvas almost 9 years ago.
Yeah.
Case in point, right here behind us.
Walking.
Did you see that? Yeah.
It's
a time for your CEO and your chair to get together, and there's a lot of fellowship. A great time to make sure you're aligned.
Mm-hmm.
But they're great. There's great content. Q's has always done a fantastic job of putting this all together. Yeah. So it's been a great conference.
And I love that. It's almost kind of like you're getting a behind the scenes view, and I have you and your board chair in here talking about how you guys are working together and how you're going to keep that successful momentum going. It's really cool to see how that dynamic works.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, again, I think it's kind of like a behind-the-scenes look on how things are working at your credit union. That's what I enjoy about it.
You're getting a view of us making the sausage together.
Exactly.
Strategically speaking.
Exactly, yeah. So you wanted to talk about a bold vision. So what does that look like at Canvas, or even broader than
vision? What it means, that's a great question, Mike. Thanks. For me, I've been doing this now. I'm about ready to celebrate 32 years in credit unions. And I believe that we're in this season as credit unions where we need to really lean into a bold vision for what the future looks like for us.
Yeah.
And so at Canvas, I speak for Canvas, but I think credit unions in general, it's a really great time. We've worked really hard. We're good people. We have big hearts. We have good hearts. We've kind of talked about being bold, and we want to take down Wells Fargo and B of A and people like that. But I think now is the time that we really have to act on that and cast that bold vision. Most of us all have. We're very blessed. We have. We've built strong capital over the years. We talk about fintech and we talk about all these things, but I think now is the season, Mike, where we really have to leverage our strong capital position. I think we have to leverage our good guy in the marketplace image, but really start to begin to do some things that are pretty bold. To really earn market share. You and I have talked about it over the years.
Yeah.
We own 6-7, whatever the survey, sometimes 8% people say market share. That's nothing. There are a lot of people. Colorado, we're 5+ million people. Canvas, we have 300,000 members. Employees ask me all the time, are we gonna go to other states? I'm like, there are 5 million people. We have 300,000 members.
Yeah.
We have a lot of work to do. We suck at a bunch of stuff. Let's get better at those things. And I think you have to be bold in that.
Well, and I think today, now more than ever, is that boldness really needs to become a reality, because of all the distractions and all the things where consumers can go, cranes really need to really step up and be bold to really stand out, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sure you see that in Colorado.
I absolutely see it. And to be honest with you, one of the things I think, Mike, it's not necessarily, some people wouldn't see it in credit union as being bold, but I think one of those things that we've done over these past several years, credit unions have really leaned into, and I think you and I talked about it a while back, have really leaned into investing in communities in ways that really matter. And I believe that's it's a bit bold, because most of the banks, community banks and larger banks, regionals, etc. alike, have backed off of that. And it really has become a part of who we are as credit unions.
Yeah.
And I think we need to pedal to the metal and continue to lean into that and further differentiate ourselves, because I don't think we're going to win on product and service. And what I mean is, I don't think we're going to come up with a sexy checking account.
Everybody kind of has the same technology.
Everybody, we come up with a sexy checking account at Canvas, 30 days later, everybody can replicate that. I think it really is showing the heart of who we are, which is the structure of credit unions and why we're different. And I think we need to lean into that in a very, very bold way.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Yeah, because you're not going to beat the Wells Fargo's and the B of A's and the technology department, but I mean, there is technology that matches that, right?
Yeah.
And you guys are leveraging that really, really well. Yeah. But where we can really stand out is in the community. And I hear like a lot of banks are moving out of certain communities, which is a great opportunity for credit unions to move in.
Perfect.
And you guys may be experiencing that as well.
Perfect time. And I also think we as credit unions, you know, we used to always have this phrase where we said, you know, we're the rooftops. And what that has always meant for the past several years is, you know, where are the new communities, where, you know, the rooftops, where are they putting it and developing and new homes and things. And we as credit unions and banks certainly, we've kind of followed that.
Yeah.
I think that we need to do that and look at those communities that are underserved. In Colorado, there are all kinds of mountain communities that credit unions aren't skating there.
Yeah.
We need to do that. We need to go look at those communities, because we have products and services and people who can really serve those communities well. It's our wheelhouse, and we need to be looking there as well as the new place.
Well, I just saw Instagram, LinkedIn, somewhere where you guys just opened up a new branch.
We did.
Very recent.
So we just opened a branch in Colorado Springs. Now, that's not an underserved community. My good friends, Chad Graves and his team down at Ent, they own that marketplace. But we just opened up, but I will say further down the road, down in Pueblo, we opened up a branch a few months ago on the campus of CSU Pueblo in Southern Colorado. And by the way, I have really good friends down there too, who are doing wonderful things credit union-wise. But that's one of those underserved communities, I believe, and there's more than enough business for everyone. But yeah, you know, Colorado Springs, again, it's not quite underserved.
Yeah, but good place to be nonetheless.
For
sure. Yeah, for sure. And getting back to the conference here, what do you want to achieve here? Obviously, learning new tools and techniques, so working better in-house and stuff.
I think, you know, it's funny. I don't ever come here and think that I'm going to, I don't have an expectation that I'm going to hear some speaker that I'm like, Eureka! But it always happens, funny enough. So my expectation is typically for this type of event is to grow closer with my, relationship-wise with my chair, but also with my colleagues, that my peers. There's so many ridiculously brilliant leaders, you know.
Looking at a bunch of them right now.
Yeah, I saw Tansley Stearns here with her chair earlier.
Deborah Schwartz over there. See Bill Cheney.
You and I are like this line of sensory overload, right? I'm looking at Aaron Mendez's chair over here. We have dinner, you know, from Patelco. There's so many brilliant people. Kim Sponheim was sitting near me. I'm inspired. That, you know, that's my expectation. I come here and I see my friends. David Tuyo, you know.
David's here,
You know, people like that, they're just brilliant. I just want them to rub off on me a little bit. That's my expectation. It happens every single time. It's just a great way to learn from good friends,
indeed,
good people.
Indeed. Last question for you, kind of an outlook at 2024. How do you guys see 2024?
I think it's going to be it's going to be challenging. I've talked to we have what we call our State of the Credit Union in this past week, where we live streamed to our 750 Canvas family members, our employees. And I just told them, I said, hey, this is going to be a challenging year. It's uncertainty, interest rate risk. you know, housing costs, inflation, all of those things, you know, nobody wants to talk about. But there's uncertainty. But I said, to me, in that time of uncertainty, it's a time for us to be bold. And let's lean in. We're going to continue at Canvas. And I know all of our friends here, we're going to continue to make investments in our members, our Canvas family, so our employees, and our communities in ways that really matter. We have a capital position. We're going to leverage that capital position. We're going to continue to lean in. And I think even though there's uncertainty, it's going to be this ricochet effect when we come out of this time where I believe that it's going to shoot us further ahead so we can take Wells further down.
There you go.
So it's going to be a challenging year, but I'm really excited about it.
I like that bold thinking. Well done. All right, sir, I'm going to let you get going. Thank you so much, as always, for your time and what you do for the industry. We're always very
grateful. Listen, I always say this every time I'm with you. This guy is the guy. You are family, and everything you do every day to move us forward and preach the gospel of credit unions matters to us. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. We aim to please, sir. We aim to please. Thank you so much for your time as always, Todd.
Thank you.
Well done.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.